Blog Talk Radio.
Kilroy, the share. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusted. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
Wow, and welcome back to, of course, Chapter 1, Verse 21 of Al Porter, Man in the Street. That man stands for music, activism, and news. And, of course, I'm very thankful to be here. We have quite a few nice topics to deal with. I'm looking at 216-205, and then after that, we'll be getting the 111-111. Man, if that doesn't sound like a nice number to play. But I'm going to give you all time enough to get a couple of things together because we will give info this evening. So please feel free to get your pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, iPads, desktops, laptops, smartphones, everything you can get together that you may need to take down information. I also want to let you know our main disclaimer. Feel free to definitely, for those online, dial that 646-478-0944 phone number. That is, of course, 646-478-0944. The one thing I want to let you know is that you press 1 to speak. Sometimes you just want to hold, but there are so many phone calls that come through these phone lines at Blog Talk Radio that sometimes you can press 1 and it'll still come straight through for you. So what we'll do for you is just pick up the phone. I'll ask if you want to speak. If you just want to hold and listen, feel free to do that. That's real good also. We don't mind one bit. And I just put you back and you can continue to listen. I do want to let you know, speaking of Blog Talk Radio, what you may hear may offend you. So please don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. You can call and blame me directly at 646-478-0944. And before I get into like our top 9 tracks so far for the week, I'm going to go to, because I just happen to think that's a great number in itself, 111111. What's going on with you this evening? 111? Hey, I take it.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. What's going on this evening?
Hey, shout out to my brother Joseph Motley and Black House Sound. Black House Sound.
Okay.
I want to have a request.
Okay.
Anything from them. Anything from them.
Well, then I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get something on from Black House Sounds in about 2 songs. How's that?
Okay. First time listener, so want to hear what you guys got.
All right. I appreciate you for listening, and we'll get some Black House Sounds on for you, all right?
All right. Very good. Thanks.
All right. Peace.
Peace out.
Okay. So I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to play 1 track before I get into Black House Sounds, but I will say, I think I'll go down that list like I said I would. And starting from number 9 back to the number 1 song, when it comes to a lot of artists that we play on our show that ends up on a few other shows, and I'll get into those in just a little while, I will say that we'll go and say number 9 spot, Karma Delaine. Number 8, Instant Classics from Emacs to Image and Varsity Music. Number 7, D. Gambit from Life Innovation. Number 6, Donna Says from HJS Music. 5 spot, Instrumentals from Emacs, Varsity Music. Number 4, Michael Jackson from SIN, Sacrifice is Necessary. A lot of us make a lot of sacrifices every day to move further and further ahead. So I happen to think a lot of SINENT. Of course, number 3, Against the Grain, the R&B version. That's Black House Sounds featuring Denise Monroe. Number 2, A Cleveland Story from Black House Sounds. Those last 3 songs I mentioned, they premiered last week. And in the number 1 spot, Hip Hop's David Ruffin, HJS Music, and DJ Tech Record. Of course, of the 91.1 FM, the legendary hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. And that's on, as a matter of fact, tonight from 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. And, of course, that's on WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. That's a 216-368-2209 phone number. And always feel free to definitely let people know that you heard certain things right here. And before I can go into another track, I'm going to go to the, wow, I'm going to go to, of course, 216-205. That's 216-205. You're on live. What's going on with you? Hey, and that's all right. With the 216-205 phone number, I'm taking it you wish to hold, and that's a blessing. That's a good thing. We're going to try to get a nice track in for you. And right now, I'm going to definitely go to the 216, well, no, it's not. It's 440-454. That's 440-454. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening?
I was calling to vote for Black House Sound.
You're calling to vote for Black House Sound. Okay. I'll tell you one thing. They usually do end up with a lot of people asking for music from them. So that's
okay.
What we'll do that for you. We'll get something on from Black House Sound.
Okay.
All right, so we appreciate that. Anything you'd like to say to anybody who's out there listening?
No, just have a blessed and wonderful evening.
All right, then I thank you, and what we'll do is get something on for Blackout Sounds for you in just a little while.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much. And what we'll do is we'll play this in the meantime and get ready to throw in some Blackout Sounds. Of course, this is Al Porter, Man in the Street, 646-478-0944. We'll give you some Blackout Sounds in about 4 or 5 minutes.
It's your man DJ Tech. I thought I was gone. I'm still in here in the 2013, chilling with my man, the Sheriff, coming at y'all. Right about now, we're going to run a track to y'all. This track is based on a controversial artist back in the day. So what I want y'all to do is to sit back, relax, and get educated. All right?
They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. Now I don't need to speak on Trayvon.
Why?
That's a subject everyone spoke on. But I'ma take the time just to drop a fact. A dead team reminded Obama that he's black. I ain't hating, I know it's an election year. Let me break it down, let me make it clear. Use Trayvon for votes, a promise for me. Y'all riot in Florida, I'll burn down D.C. And I wanna say thanks to the Slimmer Man.
What?
'Cause you got all of us together again. So here's a way Mr. Z can repay me. Be close by so I collect my bounty. For all those marching, may I be so bold? You may think I'm mean, you may think I'm cold. Will we walk together? Will we still be close? Or be like Drake, off to the next episode? They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin. I look good while tearing up something. Since I don't have friends in the industry, I'm more controversial than Spike Lee.
Yep.
And I know some of y'all don't believe me, so let me say what he can't. Screw Nike. They ain't done nothing for my community.
Nope.
But give Jordan and LeBron big money. Nike brainwashed our young adults and youth. Got them standing in line for high price shoes. And most adults ain't got nothing to say, 'cause you line up like cattle on cheap chicken days. On Tuesdays, I mean $1.29. You love that chicken from Popeyes, right? They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something. They call me Hip Hop's David Ruffin.
Who?
I look good while tearing up something.
Right? Oh, mother
one,
of mine.
Two, clap.
The way
left,
you do the things
one,
you do.
Two,
clap. My girl.
Right.
Since I lost
side,
my
stop,
baby.
Clap. Side,
get ready.
Stop, clap. Side,
ain't too
stop,
proud
clap,
to bag.
Right.
Cloud nine.
Forward double.
I
four,
can't get next
four,
to you.
Three.
Psychedelic
three,
shack.
Two.
Ball
two,
of confusion.
One. One.
Just my
left,
imagination.
Side,
Papa
stop,
was
clap,
a rolling
side,
stone.
Stop, clap.
Masterpiece.
Side, stop, clap.
Happy
left,
people.
Backward double. Four.
Glass
four,
house.
Three.
Funky music
two,
shows
two,
up, turns
one,
me
one,
on.
Drop low.
Hum along,
lean
and
back
dance,
with an arm roll.
I
lean
can't
forward
get next to you,
and back with an arm
I wish
roll.
It would
right,
rain,
left, right.
Beauty
clap,
is only
drop,
skin deep.
Right, left, right.
Paradise.
Clap, drop.
Don't
right,
look
left,
back,
right. Clap,
I know I'm losing
drop,
you.
Right, left,
beauty
right.
Beauty is only
clap,
skin
drop,
deep.
Spin out.
Girls
with the thinking man. All
right. With me.
And of course, wow, I'm very thankful because shortly we'll be getting to 216, of course, 855 phone number. Then we'll be visiting, of course, 216-240, and then we'll be visiting 216-681. Got a nice request coming up for Black House Sounds. So right before I take the first phone caller, I'm going to definitely let people know that I'm very thankful. Information time. Like I said before, we have some information. So other different shows to tune into using this for. Phone number of 646-478-0944. You could definitely tune in on a Wednesday. Wednesday for Hood Talk 2 from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's international politics broke down to a local level. Posted from, of course, Emax The Image. And then, of course, on Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Hood Tunes Radio, where it's music business questions answered as we link regional artists with nationwide artists. So with that being said, we'll go up here and see what's going, how everything is going again with 216-855.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to request the Black Power Sound song Against the Grain, please.
You know something? I was trying to figure out which song to play from them. They had been requested, but now I think I will play that Against the Grain. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, at least one thing I can say, we do our best. We aim to please as best as possible. 216-240. That's 216-240. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. What's going on out there?
Yeah, you know, this is Motley Blackout Sound. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. What about you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for everybody that's calling in for Black House Sound and also calling in for Voice It Radio and Al Porter as well. And, you know, I'm kind of a little bit sad about the Trayvon thing, but I'm not going to get into that. But I just wanted to say for all the rappers that's out there local, like I always say, keep pushing and let's try to keep Cleveland alive. But let's really think about our surroundings and how young folks is dying out here. And just really think about that. Black House Sound, nothing but love.
Thank you so much, brother, and I look forward to talking to you.
All right, peace.
Peace. Man, a few words before I play that Black House Sound track. 216-681, that's 216-681. You're on live. What's going on this evening?
What's up, Brother Al Porter?
How in the world are you doing, big brother?
I'm doing pretty fair. I can't complain, my brother.
That's good. Hey, what's on your mind this nice evening?
What's on my mind? I want to know what you think about the East Cleveland mayoral race.
I think it's absolutely crazy that right now you still have, is Gary Norton still on the books? I know some people were thinking about challenging him if he was able to run or not. Is he still valid?
I don't know if he is or not.
Okay. And then who's the other person who's on the ballot to run against him?
Vernon Robinson.
Okay. And I'll tell you why I think it's absolutely different or insane. Before I get off of here, play the Black House Sound. We have a couple of things to talk about, such as what's going on in the city council race in Ward 10. Probably get into, of course, Trayvon Martin, a couple of different takes on that. But I'm going to stick with East Cleveland politics and say I find it absolutely insane that the one person who's been planning on running against Mayor Gary Norton in East Cleveland, Dr. Joy Jordan, the current president of city council in East Cleveland, who even had her campaign kickoff and all that, did something wrong where she couldn't even make the ballot, where she has to go in for a hearing and ask them to put her back on the ballot. I find it very interesting because she's been in politics for years, so she should have known the rules, as well as the fact you have Deacon Lee Adams from East Cleveland, well-known name, talk show, radio host, dealing with spiritual music, and he couldn't get on the ballot. What happened with that Joy Jordan situation? Do you happen to know, brother?
I don't know if she didn't have enough signatures or if she had enough signatures, but and she was helping somebody else that was trying to get on the ballot to like be the spoiler of Gary Norton's votes or whatever. I don't know what she was trying to do.
And basically speaking, like an Ice-T song said a while back, she played herself in the long run. That's basically it. So that what I'm thinking about is she played herself out of votes big. Big time. I think that song was on like the Lethal Weapon soundtrack. The Lethal Weapon's My Mind. So, wow. Thank you for at least giving me piece of that update and for asking. And definitely send your family our love. That's my big brother Barbarino. And if you hold the line, I have a nice track coming for you.
Oh, Al.
Yes, sir.
Before you hang up the telephone, I just want to let everybody know, you know, it's a blessing when you have a loved one that this Saturday is going to be my mama's 90th birthday, and it's going to be an honor just to be able to be with her and to share things that she's been doing in her lifetime and gonna try to really surprise her Saturday because we got about 90 people coming to her affair.
Whoa, beautiful. Then congratulations, Brother Barbarino, for keeping that family first and for being such a strong member of Black on Black Crime Incorporated and for everything you've done for the Hip Hop Workshop. We appreciate you and your family. And do me a favor. Tell my second mom that I wish her the very best.
I sure will.
Thank you. Please hold the line because we got something coming out for you, brother. And with that being said, I'm going to send this next track out because, of course, Brother Barbarino does love the next group as well as a whole lot of you who called in earlier. This is none other than Black House Sound.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that lie back, of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, Blackout Sounds, you know we can be. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep
started days of old, dropped top 9-8, before the Gucci lamps, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. knowledge of self. My ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dubset, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight no fact. Cause when these rappers going loud on their song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Of course, they have their tracks in the number two, number three slots for this week. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. 216-299 will be coming to you shortly. Like I say, I appreciate everyone who calls into that 646-478-0944 phone number. I know that we went to the lines and we had a lot of people who chose to listen, and it's beautiful that you're still there. Before I go to that number, I just want to let people know that should they choose, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Type in D Gambit Radio, or you can also type in Corrupt Radio, or even Bored and Restless Radio. And the reasons you can do that, they will definitely play music, promote you, you name it, and you get some of the best conversation in the world, and you can always let them know you heard it from Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Before we get into a couple of subjects here and there, since I see we have 216-299. That's 216-299. How you doing this evening? And I'm taking it that 216-299 would like to hold, and we appreciate you for that. As a matter of fact, what we will do is, before we get to our next track, I just bring up the fact, one of those things that's going on that can be updated because there's some news to go along with it, is the fact, the decision to give Ward 10 councilman a free pass on whether he violated the Cleveland Charter by registering to vote at an address outside his ward reinforces that there's no accountability, definitely, in City Council of Cleveland. Council President Martin Sweeney, who has always had backing votes from Eugene Miller, no matter what it was, from everything from red lights to to you name it, the red light cameras, and we've talked about a few of these things before in depth. Well, Council President Martin Sweeney, who's always had backing from current Councilman of Ward 10, Eugene Miller, has refused to take a look at anything that Eugene Miller had done. And he said that he didn't have to, even though Eugene Miller filed with the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections. That's the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections, saying he moved from his Kelso Avenue address in Ward 10 to East 114th Street in Ward 8. Now, the charter states, that's called knowing your law, the charter states that a member of the council who at the time of his election was a resident of the ward which he represents shall forfeit his office if he removes therefrom, meaning if you leave the area, that means you forfeit your seat. Now, Councilman Sweeney says he moved, that Eugene Miller moved from paper, not physically, but Eugene Miller's paper move to what will become a redrawn Ward 10 next year did enable Eugene Miller, current councilman of Ward 10, to block by a single vote, one vote, the county Democratic Party endorsement for that ward that would have gone to current councilman of Ward 8, Jeff Johnson. And if you know anything from what we talked about, you can always check out a past show. But when it comes to redistricting, it took current councilman of Ward 8, Jeff Johnson, took his ward. So Jeff Johnson decided he was going to run for Ward 10. And, of course, Eugene Miller let the Board of Elections of Cuyahoga County know, I've moved, left out for that ward, and blocked Jeff Johnson from getting a vote. And it looks like he'll receive that vote. Now, tomorrow morning, for those who want to check out what's going on with city politics and everything like that, Board of Elections, East 30th in Euclid, 9 a.m., Board of Elections. Council candidate for Ward 10, Donald Walker Brown. There's a hearing at the Board of Elections to see if, of course, Eugene Miller really did vacate his seat. And Donald Walker Brown, current candidate for Ward 10, she did challenge his move not only at the Board of Elections, but with the Secretary of State on the grounds that, of course, Councilman Eugene Miller, quote-unquote, violated the city charter. And one thing I can say, I'm big on rules. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you know something real quick so you can get some idea of what happened. And that is that 40,000 names will be purged, stricken, struck down from the Board of Elections this week after the Ohio Secretary of State office began sharing change of address info, meaning that if you haven't voted in a couple of years or they look at 4 years going by and they feel that there's some sort of impropriety, you won't be allowed to vote. So right now I have a question. Why shouldn't that be like 40,001 if you include Eugene Miller, who should know the law, to actually not even follow the law? But that's enough on that. I'm going to play this next track before we come through, talk a little bit about Jimmy Haslam, talk a lot more about Trayvon Martin and what has happened. I'll be right back with you, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. That's that 646-478-0944 phone number. And definitely, if you've been on hold and you want to speak or what have you, feel free to hang up, call right back, and I'll put you on. But if you want to listen, I'm very thankful. Creator is allowing us to at least have a voice and say something. So with that part, I appreciate you all. And we're going to play this track. Be right back.
How you doing? My name is Donna Walker Brown. I'm running for Ward 10 Councilwoman. September 10th, 2013 is the primary, and that's when I need the constituents to put their trust and faith in me. Why should you trust me? Because I believe in listening to the people. I'm a people's person. I'm actually the people's candidate. I believe that the Ward 10 has a uniqueness about it. And what's unique about it is the fact that It's new now. There's a new redistricting. So what I would like to bring to the table is I'd like the abandoned houses to either board them up or let's, if we're not going to board them up, let's make it where people can, veterans can come and live in these houses. Let's fill up the potholes that are in Ward 10. Let's stop it where people are tearing their cars up because potholes, we're just plagued with them through our side streets and our main streets. Let's make it safe for the people to be able to go out and sit on their porch. Let's make it where our elderly people, they begin to say, hey, I love my home that I bought over 20, 30 years ago. Let's make it where the youth, they have outlets, activities, where violence is at the very back of their list priority as far as committing a violence, a crime. Let's put it where our young people, they have activities. Let's bring some jobs, some economical development to Ward 10. Right now we have a lakefront view that is possibly one of the best in the nation. So let's use that lakefront view. Since we have a lot of development going on downtown, there's no parking downtown. So Ward 10 actually has areas where we can use water taxis and transport people downtown. And you wouldn't have to worry about that. Also, let's focus in on people who come to Ward 10, visit Ward 10, people who have left Ward 10. The bottom of the line, let's try to put a candidate in office that can bring people back. Population has been going down in Ward 10, and that's a problem. That's how with every 4 years we have to go from 21 to 19 to 17 council people. Let's increase the population in Ward 10, and it starts by making anyone who comes to Ward 10, be it for a community meeting or you're just driving through, we have to welcome you. I want to be the type of council person that, no, I wouldn't snatch a mic from you. What I would do is I would encourage you to come to Ward 10's meeting just to find out what we're doing, because we are the next generation as far as Ward 10, and what are we going to leave you with? Something that lasts, that makes you want to come to Ward 10 to live. The bottom of the line, you have to trust someone, and I would like for you to trust me on September 10th and put me in office. I'm a single mom. I can relate to the people in Ward 10 because I grew up in Ward 10. I graduated from Collinwood. I'm actually a product of Ward 10. I'm the only candidate on the ballot that lives in Ward 10. I don't have to move to 10 because I live in 10. And I think that's a big something right there that you should think about when you're making your decision to vote for a candidate. I want you to be able to call me up at any time and let me know what's going on. You're my eyes and my ears. I can't do it alone. I have to do it with the people. Also, you can contact me, Donna Walker Brown, at 216-712-0362, or you can go on YouTube, www.youtube.com/CMSTBlues1, and get in contact with me. Look at some of the things that I've done. Once again, elect Donna Walker Brown.
As a matter of fact, before I go to this 216-712 phone number, I want to let people know about a couple of other things going on real quick. Give me about 2 minutes, if you will. I'll say, number one, you can always feel free to check out voiceofradio.com on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. That's voiceofradio.com for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. The number at that time is 216-694-8910. But feel free to tune in, because this coming week the guest will be Solomon Cain. And we want to know what he's talking about when he says he has that, of course, Don status. And that's this coming Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m., or from Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., NewsTalkCleveland.com, the Art McCoy University Radio Show. And that is, of course, Sundays, WERE 1490 a.m., And real quick, with the last minute, I just want to do a quick update. We get into any other serious subjects. This is kind of serious for him, I would think. Jimmy Haslam says Pilot Flying J, his personal company, has completed its internal audit and is mailing checks out to those he owes. Does this have anything to do with the fact that a federal grand jury is looking at allegations of fuel rebate fraud? And five, count them, five former employees pleaded guilty, and are working with prosecutors. Ooh, that's kind of like what happened. Yeah, like our great producer of this show, Emax Damage, just said, can you say the word snitching? As a matter of fact, that's what happened to Jimmy Damore, if you think about it. Jimmy Damore said, I've done nothing wrong. And they got everybody around Jimmy Damore. And when they caught him, everybody decided to work with a prosecutor, as well as, of course, the legendary name of Russo, among others. And the next thing you know, Jimmy, I've done nothing wrong. Damore is sitting right now hollering, I need a retrial in all of this.
Right.
And also, does the fact that he completed his audit have anything to do with the fact that 23 trucking companies are filing lawsuits, including, class action? And a lot of those lawsuits name him by name. So I'm wondering if the Cleveland Browns will soon be known as the Mansfield Browns or the Lucasville Browns. But enough of that. I'm going to see who's been waiting this patiently at the 216-712 phone number. Who am I talking to?
Donna Walker Brown.
What's
Ward
going
King
on,
candidate.
Donna Walker Brown? You say Ward King candidate.
Ward King candidate.
What's on your mind?
Well, Al, timing is everything, and God is on my side. I just so happened to call in when you were talking about Eugene Miller.
Okay.
And then next thing I know, you played my solo.
Okay.
And I'm just blessed just to have perfect timing, and that's only through God's grace. Today I just want to talk about Trayvon, how the rally and what a success it was, and to have people of all races coming down there for an injustice that occurred to a black teen that was in Florida. It was definitely a successful rally. We got plenty of coverage. I'm just blessed today.
I hear you on that. I hear you on that. So I'm going to ask you, if you can, and I know you can, what do you feel about what's going on tomorrow at the Board of Election? If you can give me about a couple of minutes on your thoughts and why it was important for you, because at the time, Jeff Johnson had done a press conference about how Eugene Miller had moved out of the area. He was focusing on challenging Eugene for the, of course, Democratic nomination. And while all of that grandstanding was going on, you were the first person to actually file a challenge on Eugene Miller. And here comes the here and now. And something's wrong with this picture because Eugene Miller went and got an attorney. So how do you feel about the fact that, of course, there'll be an attorney represent Eugene tomorrow morning?
Well, you know, you can have who you want to represent you. It lets me know that Eugene has deep pockets right now, meaning that we're paying councilmen quite a bit of money, $76,000, when you can get an attorney from Columbus. You know, win, lose, or draw tomorrow, the point is just to let the people know that Eugene and his integrity is being questioned, and for him to move out of the ward, then turn around 4 days later and move back into the ward, it lets you know that, you know, ethically, his ethics, they're not too sound, because bottom of the line, if you were right about what you're doing, you wouldn't move back into the ward 4 days later. According to the charter, the Cleveland charter, once you move out of the ward, you forfeited your council seat. So tomorrow is pretty much, the Board of Elections, they can't make Cleveland enforce their charter. But when you look at it, What they can do is take Eugene off the ballot, considering he falsified records. Since he said he didn't plan on moving until January, well, he falsified his voting residence because he knew that he wasn't going to move into January. Therefore, you know, you falsified your voting residence, and that should be addressed right there.
Wow. I thank you very much for calling in this evening. And any last words?
Vote for Donna Walker Brown come September 10th. Let's make a difference. And it starts with the community and Ward 10.
We thank you very much for calling in, and may you have a blessed evening.
You too.
All right. Of course, before we play the next track or get into any other topic, I see a 216-799 phone number. That's 216-799. What's on your mind this evening?
Hi, Al.
Okay.
This is Aisha. How you doing? I just tuned in, but I do want to talk about how we have to be sitting on the jury duty. They're talking about that Trayvon court trial was, according to the system, he had a jury of his peers. So and a lot of times people do not want to take off work for, I don't know if they pay $20 or less for jury duty, but we need to sit on jury duty for a fair trial for any that court case that contains someone's life, not just for them, but for their whole family. And we have to be active and sit on those jury duty. When it's time for jury duty, sit on there and be fair. But some people don't know about how other cultures live, and they don't care. And then they'd be retired. I sat on jury duty. And the people I sat with, they didn't know anything about anybody. Culture didn't care. They were just getting paid that extra money. They were retired, so that was just a little money, something to do to fill up their day. And that's not right. I mean, it's all right if they do that, but we need to sit on jury duty, and that would change a lot of things. We need young youth, the youth, to start going to school to become attorneys, judges, and everything that's leadership. There is people who are upset that we have a black president, and they're going to attack us any way they can. And if that's the hurt of family who lost their child in an unjust way, Trayvon was defending himself. Self-defense for Trayvon. That could have ended in itself. It was Trayvon. Not Zimmerman. He was in a car with a gun driving around hunting down somebody to kill.
Then I thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your thoughts.
We have to wake up and start thinking about, because there's plans made out there, and we have to make our plans too. Okay, thank you, Al. Talk to you later.
You too, and thank you. And definitely feel free to hold on to the line, because when it comes down to it, what happened and what caused us to be out there on the front lines today, simply put, was not just that George Zimmerman was acquitted of all charges in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, but that George Zimmerman knew the Stand Your Ground law, and had said originally he didn't, but an instructor had gotten up there and said, yes, you did. You passed that with all A's. And another interesting aspect was that George Zimmerman ignored direct orders from the dispatch to stay inside the car. And a lot of people would say, oh, come on, the dispatch, well, that doesn't mean much. It wasn't from a police officer. Wait a minute. Dispatch is, quote-unquote, right there, police rules, police laws. You cannot get just somebody from the civilian duty to get up there and say, hey, I'm Al Porter, I want to be the dispatcher for the evening. That's not going to happen. So he ignored those direct rules, and a lot of people don't realize that, of course, Trayvon Martin was an honor student with a 3.7 grade point average, GPA, accepted at a college for a full ride, volunteered, not court-ordered, but volunteered 600 service hours and was a devoted church member. So instead of getting into everything that happened, I just want to say that today I was thankful at the Trayvon Martin Skittles Protest for Judgment for Justice. And the Trayvon Martin Skittles Protest for Justice happened today. And for a lot of people that were there, from Cheryl Wagner, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Brother Lloyd, Terry Tolfree, Mama Porter, Ward 10 candidates, Donald Walker Brown, Urban Survival, Oppressed People's Nation, Reverend Twan, talk show host Chris Bennett, Don Bryan, NAACP, Imperial Women Revolution Books, my man Riff Raff, Knowledge, and Dr. Jordan from, of course, the Underground Railroad. You know, I just want to say it like this here. We wanted to make it a movie. Skittles, throwing those Skittles up on the top steps and covering the whole ground up there right by the door. We use Skittles, and I see a person who called back. So maybe they called back because, of course, they want to definitely speak. Get to that 216-299 phone number real quickly before we get into a track from Karma Delane. But I was getting ready to say that those Skittles was used to get people out there, the media, to also let them know that there was a mass movement going on, and that instead of us getting out there and burning down Cleveland, which would have been the dumbest thing to do, our current mayor has really brought our inner city down in the tubes. But downtown Cleveland sure looks beautiful. But that's beside the point. The thing is, instead of us burning it down, we went up there, peaceful protest, peaceful with some force to the Skittles and the Sheriff's Department, Police Department weren't really sure what to do because we figured they would not be up to arrest anybody over, of course, throwing Skittles out there. We just figured that. So with that being said, like the key words that just came through me and said, no, we did not use those Skittles. Just make sure that those Skittles were going to be there from, of course, Skittles Tactics. We did that as a draw-in and a lure-in. And what was that lure to do? Was to let people know that there was something else greater to make a movement. So we took down so many phone numbers, emails, and all of that. And we came up with some solutions, and our next step will be, what are we going to do in Cleveland? Well, we'll probably do some things with, of course, the National Action Network this coming Saturday. Reverend Al Sharpton is calling for a 100-city boycott, maybe even more, of Trayvon Martin. That's a beautiful thing, federal buildings and all of that. But what we also plan on doing is we talked about possibly boycotting all goods that come in from Florida. We could possibly boycott Skittles and Arizona iced tea. Why? Because nobody lifted a finger to support Trayvon Martin or say anything. That's something to think about. Also, some people thought about, of course, boycotting Walmart, because Walmart is definitely anti-union and a few other things. So we plan on working together, getting together, and doing some things. That's what those Skittles were all about. So I'll tell you what, we'll play this track that I planned on. I think it's nice because it lets you know, what are we planning on doing right now? What type of legacy are we planning on leaving?
I'm here. All you gotta do is put your lighters in the air. Step who's back, youngin', the new cat woman dressed in all black. No pussy, don't even hear from now. When I'm dead and I'm gone, I'll be still waiting.
Superstar, but see like a possibility, like I could be that. That's me, you know. I remember when I was little, my mom used to like, I used to think that I could sing, and my mom would put me in like all these different talent shows and shit like that. And I was really bad, like I was really bad. But then I discovered that I could rap, and she used to tell me, like, you're going to be a superstar. And I know, like, a lot of moms tell their daughters, like, you're going to be a superstar. I really believe that shit. I still believe that shit. Okay, I'm talking too much. What was the question? Oh, yeah. It's not about what you acquire. It's about what you leave behind.
And, of course, you should be happy doing what you do. Before we leave you out with the last track, I just want to say thank you to everybody. Prayers go out to, of course, Relda Terry and her family. Relda Terry has been missing since last Wednesday at 1 p.m., and she left work on 146th and St. Clair. Tomorrow night, Black on Black Crime Incorporated and others will be out on 146th and St. Clair. Large tent set up as they spend the night to go over the grounds, look for, and all of that. Feel free to join. That's tomorrow evening. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Leave you with what ended up in the number 4 spot last week. We'll take you out with some Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson from S-I-N-E-N-T.
Never did, right? Yeah, okay, my style is more smoother than Michael Jackson slippers. Y'all be hating, man, no wonder y'all be talking. Cause a nigga move forward, y'all swear I be moonwalking. I'm levitating, gray y'all shit, so you swear I'm talking. 10 mob, deliver milk, yep, with no dairy. Do a model on the front of my Friday car, Halle Berry. Now my trunk are bending, doing Bruce Lee punches. A nigga just flex, y'all call that publicity, son. I'm rock star and shit like I'm lemonade mouth. And then I talk trash like I'm off the Doug Gross. Man, these hoes don't love me, they just sticking right by me. Cause my money getting thicker than Bucky the Body. On the top of my flat, it said, crush it, you invite. And on the side of my screen, he said, you miss me, ginger, bite. The way I'm pounding on this beat, you can hit that.